Welcome back, everyone. Time now is 8:21. As promised, LTI linebackers coach Joey Porter is joining us here from St. Vincent College. Joey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Missy?
We're doing good. We're here. We're glad that you're joining us, keeping us entertained as always. I think it's appropriate to start with the first-round draft pick, T.J. Watt. How do you evaluate his performance in his first game?
I think T.J.'s is what we expected, his style of play, and I think he showed that in his first preseason game, made some impact plays early. He's going to run to the ball, heavy hand, physical guy, physical type player, and I was excited for him to start off fast like he did. Gave him a little spark throughout the game, gave our team a little spark at the time. It was early in the game when he made those plays. So, you know, he set the bar early. We're going to respect that out of him every week. I hope he can hold up, and let's get him to a fast start.
You know, Joey, I thought the most impressive play that he had was the little duck under that he had coming off the left side. He didn't get the sack on that play, but it was a very kind of polished
pass rush move. The arm over.
Yeah.
The arm over, gets Kenny around the corner. Yeah, that was a nice move. I think he came on that side, and Moats was coming free too, but the quarterback got away. But it was a good natural pass rush by
right.
him. Yeah, he's been working on some things to help his toolbox, you know, instead of just pushing and pulling the whole time, working on his edge movement. So his learning process is going fast. And, you know, I like where he's at. It can only get better. We've only been here for a couple of weeks. And, you know, this thing is a marathon. It's early. And to see him make those strides now is always a good thing to see.
He said that, you know, his older brother, JJ, everybody knows him. He wants to get that little tag away from him. He doesn't want to be the little brother, but the best advice he gave him was to be a sponge, just soak it in. Is that hard as a rookie to maybe just sit back and soak it in and try not to be that guy, especially when you have the pressure of being a first-round draft pick?
Well, you know, his pressure is a little different. I mean, his brother's a two-time defensive player of the year. You know, it's JJ Watt, arguably one of the best players on defense in the NFL. And being a little brother that, you know, expectation of the pedigree from the family is going to be high, as expected. You know, all three of his brothers play in the NFL, both his brothers. So, you know, to come from a good pedigree and a good situation to where it's easy for us to expect stuff like that. After he goes out there and give us two sacks the first game, we're like, okay, sure, what we got now? We got some of that Watt bloodline. So, you know, it's instantly to be excited. And, you know, I imagine when they was watching the game in Pittsburgh, I just imagine the fans were going crazy because if it's anything like his brother, I mean, we're going to be excited. And, I mean, his whole thing is he want to do it his way. You know what I mean? And that's always good of a little brother, you know. Having to walk in the footsteps of your older brother that's so successful, he just want to do things and just be known that TJ did it. And that's going to drive him in itself.
Now, you were very shorthanded going into that game at outside linebacker. Have you ever been in a situation like that where you had, you know, you only had three guys, three
Man,
bodies?
My three-car Motley game is awesome. You know, I'm just over there. You can't find a card. I've got the three-car Motley game going. We hooking them on every block. We moving up to next corner playing three-car Motley over here. But, you know, until we get some guys healthy, we got the bug by a couple of guys. Got some little small nicks. I'm glad it's nothing major, but at the same time, it happened. And, you know, you can go into situations unprepared and not knowing how you're going to get through a game. And I didn't want to make my young guys play that much, but, you know, that's what the situation was, and we got out of there. And I think I was kind of worried about him playing the whole game at first, but – the experiences he got out of that first game, to see how hard an NFL game is, playing special teams and playing defense, he see how tired it can be. And he got that in the first game. So it is what it is. Now he got out of it. He made it through, and trying to take care of him next week.
Now, did I see Vince Williams outside a little bit yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, we lost another guy. So.
Are you going to go in next?
Nah, I don't think they can afford me right now. I want $10 million. I want what Cutler got.
So Vince is the next guy up there if something like that were to happen in the game?
No, I just know Vince likes to rush on the outside, and it was just a play. I needed a guy for a rep, and Vince is always asking to do a pass rush move. He wants to come over there and get some rushes with us, so it was an opportunity where I was like, Vince, you want one? He's like, yeah, and he ran out there and gave it to me. But we're prepared. I mean, we're getting some guys back today. So this week we'll get back to our numbers. But, you know, you always got to be ready to move on the fly. And just unfortunately my position had a couple of nicks at it, and I've been ready to move and shuffle what we got to do just to get guys on the grass.
Bud Dupree, somebody we didn't get to see on Friday. He was out at practice yesterday. How much growth have you seen from him after last season coming back from injury and then having a full off season of being healthy and getting ready?
And it's the same thing. It's like, you know, it's frustrating because you want to see him go because I know what he can do. And then he's feeling good. Then you get a little nick. And the little nick keeps you off the grass. And, you know, all the time you're off the grass, you're not developing your skills. And to TJ credit, you know, he's out there every single day, so he's steady developing. And I know what Bud is, so the pressure isn't there. I just still want him on the grass so he can grow with his guys. You know, we got some new interior guys that we got to run games with. Tyson, I like him. I think he's going to help our defense. But so you got to get this timing with these guys. And if you can't be out there to get the timing, you're going to be off step a little bit. And you always want to get the timing with the guys you're working with. And every day he's missing, we're not getting that. And it's not a big thing because I know I'm going to get him back and I know what Bud is, but I just still need him to get on the grass as soon as he can.
Now, Joey, every time somebody asks Mike about what the split is going to be with James when he comes back, he says, you got to ask Joey. Well, we got to ask you, Joey, because Mike's putting it in your lap.
That's cool. Well, you know, the situation is I ain't going to give you no definite answer because I backed myself into that corner 2 years in a row. And then James ended up playing a lot of snaps. But you know how this thing go. It we have a plan set up, and then if something happened, the plan can always change. And right now, the plan is, you know, get them young guys going because, you know, they are our future with Bud and TJ and, you know, Chickalo and the other guys who's going to play. So, but at the same time, if they're not playing to the standard – then we bring in the righty. You mean we bring in the old man. So if we have to pull him off to close out a game, we will. But going in, that's not the intention. That's why he hasn't took any reps. The intention is to let the young guys eat up the reps. We've seen him in 15 training camps, so we know what he can do. But at the same time, if the young guys can't run him off, then that's what happens.
James has said that he actually hates not participating in training camp because what he's doing on the side is worse than actually participating in practice. As a coach, do you need to see him here in Latrobe at all this week?
Well, I need to see him around just to make sure he's soaking up the stuff that we're talking about because a lot of things we do can change day to day. I like him being around the guys and seeing what he sees. It's always good to have an extra set of eyes out there, but actually seeing him work, no, we know what he can do. But at the same time, you want to see a little bit to make sure – you still got it. Everybody has to be tested to see if you still got it. I mean, we can assume something, but, you know, this NFL thing, sometimes you just wake up one day and it's that pop is gone. So it'll be a time we take the wrapper off of him and let him go out there to see is it still the playoff James from last year. Now, if it's still that guy, we know exactly what it is. But, you know, it's been a little time since then, so – just hoping that you got that and knowing it is two different things. Now, he works out like I think he still is that guy. Until we take the wrapper off of him and put him out there, you know, we'll play it by ear.
You've got a bunch of good young players there at the outside linebacker position. It looks like a position that is certainly on the rise. It should be. You've got two first-round draft picks there. What are your expectations for those guys this year?
Man, to like every year, to be big factors, contributor to our defense, be some pass rushing guys that is getting to the quarterback just in a 4-man rush, don't have to set up schemes and blitzes, just can turn them loose. With those two guys and Cam and Tuitt, we should get after the quarterback. Now, I know it was a preseason game, but that was a good tease for me to something to get excited about. I know it's the first preseason game, but it still was enough to get excited about, and, you know, I didn't even have all my guys there. So this week will be another big week, and, you know, the whole thing is about getting better each week. But I'm expecting them guys to go out there and be big contributors to the defense and give us double digits. And never you can get double-digit sacks out of your outside linebacker is a good situation.
All right, Joey, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you joining us here. We're going to take another quick break. We'll return after this.
Thank you.